Good evening and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. The counter-terrorism unit TEC apprehended six members of a gang in possession of automatic weapons, explosives and ammunition last weekend. The director of the counter-terrorism unit, János Hajdú, told Public News Channel M1 that the gang headed to Budapest when they were stopped by the special unit. During a house search, they discovered a bomb lab and homemade explosives. According to the director of TEC, they cannot exclude the fact that the men were planning an assassination. The arrest has international threats as well, but János Hajdú refused to reveal more details about it. The court ordered the preliminary detention of two of the people on Tuesday, and the decision on the others is expected later.
We're talking about two separate cases here that differ in both time and space. One operation took place on Friday, the other one on Saturday. Both were carried out in a series of counter-terrorism moves. In the first one, we detained two persons in a car. We found automatic assault weapons, ammo, magazines, sound suppressors on them. In the other operation, where we have international threats too, we found four suspects in a car transporting explosive materials. The vehicle was heading to Budapest. We apprehended them at the city limits. During the home search, we found something very interesting, a bomb assembly lab. We found materials and devices suitable to create a bomb. These are improvised explosive devices assembled in a camouflaged way. These could have been planted unnoticed to the layman's eye.
Security becomes the top issue in Europe, said the Prime Minister of Hungary in China. Viktor Orbán said that Europe has been attacked and faces further terrorist threats after the Paris attacks, so he called for firm action to ensure security of the citizens.
Security becomes the top issue in Europe, said Viktor Orbán in the China, Central and Eastern European Summit in China's Suzhou on Tuesday. The Prime Minister highlighted that Europe has been attacked and the recent terror in Paris were directed against all European Union countries, and we have to face further terrorist threats. Viktor Orbán added that the EU must draw serious conclusions and face severe consequences and must make firm actions to ensure the security for the community.
We have to admit that we, Europeans, are rich and weak, the most dangerous possible combination. Until this point, we took security and safety for granted in Europe. This illusion is over. From now on, we must take actions in order to protect our security and the lives of our citizens.
The Prime Minister said that today security is top priority in Europe. Therefore, China has a key role in securing peace in the world and in maintaining a global balance. Viktor Orbán highlighted that China is moving towards a constant and long-term development and will soon become the most powerful economy in the world. The Prime Minister said that Chinese businesses have so far invested over $3.5 billion in Hungary, and those investments yielded mutual benefits. Meanwhile, Hungary's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade and the Chairman of China's National Development and Reform Commission signed the intergovernmental agreement on the revamp of the Budapest-Belgrade railway on Tuesday. 85% of the investment project will be financed by Chinese loan. Peter Szijjártó called the agreement the first concrete success of the China Central and Eastern European countries partnership. With this investment, we renovate a 166-kilometer rail section in Hungary. It will cost 472 billion forints, 1.5 billion euros. When works on the line are complete, trains of up to a speed of 160 kilometers an hour will be able to roll on the upgraded tracks, said Péter Szijjártó. He added that Hungary takes advantage from its geographical location, so Chinese goods can get the fastest to Western Europe from the Greek ports through Hungary.
In every 12 seconds, a migrant arrives into the territory of the European Union, and there is no real effective control on the southern borders of the continent, said the cabinet chief of the Prime Minister. Antal Rogan added that the influx of migrants is undisturbed on the southern borders of Europe, and because of the insufficient control or filtering, those can also enter who plan or are capable of terror attacks.
In every 12 seconds, a migrant arrives to the EU. Though we have stopped it at the Hungarian borders, the threat in Europe is still present. And since there is no resolve in sight, the obligatory quota system that Brussels urges is dangerous. It would spread these people who entered the EU uncontrolled among the member states. And by this, it would spread the security risk and the terror threat in Europe.
The opposition socialists urged the Hungarian penal code to be changed in response to the terror threats. Tamás Harangozó, deputy leader of the parliamentary group, said their proposal would enable authorities to sentence or imprison those foreigners traveling through Hungary who committed terrorist acts in another country. The politicians said the current laws are not protecting the country from terror. The group leader of ruling Fidesz said that there is no need to amend the penal code because it sufficiently covers terrorism. Lajos Kossuth added that the socialist MSP plays a two-faced game. Now they are worried about terrorists, but they still keep supporting migration and the obligatory quotas for distributing migrants. We will get 20 billion forints for our carbon dioxide quotas, said the president of Hungary at the Corvinus University of Budapest. This was the last lecture before the climate conference in Paris in December. Janos Eder said that he is more optimistic than after the 2009 summit in Copenhagen because not only the heads of the participating countries show more commitment towards the issue, but oil companies also support climate protection.
Hungary's second-largest geothermal power plant started generating with the push of this button in Bőr. The thermal energy will serve for 24,000 homes in the western city of Győr, replacing natural gas. Moreover, it can reduce the level of harmful substances in the air with 67,000 tons yearly. Among others, this investment can contribute to the reduction of greenhouse gas emission, which has been decreased by 40% in the recent decades in Hungary. This plant is not only beneficial for the protection of the environment. Hungary has a significant revenue from the selling of its carbon dioxide quota, said the president of Hungary at the Corvinus University of Budapest. 5 years ago, Hungary was able to sell 1 billion forints of its quotas. This year, the amount will reach 20 million. Now we are at 18, and by the end of this year, we will reach 20 billion. We will get 20 billion forints for our quotas, by which we finance the refrigerator replacement program for Hungarian families, among other things, he added. Due to the program, tens of thousands of families were able to replace their old refrigerators with a new and low-consumption device. From the quota selling, Hungary financed the electromobility program, which was started in order to have more electronic cars on the roads of Hungary. The students also asked the president about the Paris UN climate conference. Janos Eder said now he is more optimistic than after the 2009 summit in Copenhagen, because not only the heads of the participating countries show more commitment towards the issue, but the oil companies support climate protection as well. He added it doesn't matter what agreement will be reached at the conference in Paris, Hungary won't have to make a dramatic intervention because it has already fulfilled its undertakings in advance.
Hungary's First Lady Anita Herceg received the spouses of diplomats stationed in Hungary at the presidential residence on the Castle Hill, the Sándor Palace, on Tuesday. The guests had a guided tour in the building. Then they watched the Csillag Szemű dance group's performance. The First Lady organizes recreational and cultural programs for the wives and husbands of mission leaders twice a year. Anita Herceg told public news channel M1 that they usually discuss current political affairs as well, but the aim of the talks is to find a common voice.
Ezek nagyon fontosak, szerintem.
These visits are very important, I think. I can see that many friendships are made among the spouses, and I think it affects the countries as well. For me, it is important to make a good impression in our ambassadors and their spouses too. Of course, I try to show the most beautiful parts of Hungary and the greatest cultural treasures to our guests.
And that's all for now. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can always follow Hungary Reports online. Now please stay with us for the Russian news after the national anthem. On Wednesday, my colleague Borshaya will be waiting for you. I'll see you on Friday. Good night.